Headline, just another day in DeFi. A hack, a rug pull, and $10 million saved. Published at 6:08 p.m., July 10, 2025. The decentralized finance, DeFi sector, is a financial frontier zone, home to some of crypto's most risk-on experiments. As a result, few days go by without a dose of DeFi drama. But it's not all bad news. Backdoor vulnerability left $10 million at risk. Security researchers at Venbuild announced the discovery of a critical backdoor vulnerability, in which suspected North Korean hackers had laid a trap affecting thousands of smart contracts, leaving over $10 million at risk for months. Read more. White Hat hacker rescues $1.5 million from first DeFi hack of 2025. Uncovered in conjunction with other researchers from DDoB and the DeFi Security Alliance, SEAL, the plot involved front-running the initialization of proxy contracts to malicious versions, whilst covering their tracks via spoofed logs. A Venbuild researcher, going by the X handle DBs, explained, "The backdoor gave hackers full control, forwarding calls to the original contract while Block Explorer EtherScan showed no issues. They suspect the traps were set by a sophisticated group waiting for a bigger target, not small wins, and as such hadn't yet been exploited. We stayed stealthy to avoid tipping them off. A high-stakes game." Hacker offered 10% bounty if they returned Texture's USDC. Worse luck came for Solana-based lending platform Texture, which announced a hack of $2.2 million from its USDC vault contract last night. Read more. Circle dragged for dragging feet as DeFi protocol GMX hacked, the team took to X to offer the culprit a 10% bounty if they returned the remaining funds. Taking a hardball approach to the negotiations, they say the hacker made an OPSEC mistake, but it's not too late to avoid escalating the situation. The bad cop routine appears to have spooked the thief, who has now returned 90% of the funds, according to the Texture team. Earlier the same day, a $42 million hack hit decentralized perps exchange GMX on the Arbitrum network. The effects weren't limited to GMX itself, however. Lending platform Abracadabra suffered collateral damage of $9 million in a market using GMX's exploited GLP token as collateral. Many GMX VE1 forks were also feared to be vulnerable to a similar attack. Kinto, accused of rug pull screenshots of red candles, aren't uncommon on any crypto enthusiast's timeline. But the recent price action of Kinto's K token was more eye-catching than most. Read more. DWF Labs-backed USDF depegs as red flags raised over quality of backing. While many were quick to accuse the team of a rug pull, insiders selling large quantities of tokens and crashing the price, it appears there's more to the story. Granted, Kinto's initial response was suspiciously vague, and only served to fan the flames of suspicion. One X user replied simply, "This doesn't even address the issue," while others accused the team of rugging by selling their bags. However, a later update described an eerily similar situation to the proxy backdoor trap uncovered by Venbuild and others. Kinto co-founder Ramon Requero says a state actor upgraded the implementation of the K token on Arbitrum and used it to mint fake K tokens that they dumped immediately, adding that Arbiskin didn't detect the bogus proxy implementation. It feels like, in DeFi, chaos isn't the exception, but the rule. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.